Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Another live program. Today we were supposed to have a guest. His name was Azaria Ben Yehuda of Ghana, but today, Chag Sameach to everyone in Israel. I am going live from Israel, and I just wanted to say to broadcast from Israel this week, and then the later week will be in a new location. I just wanted to let everyone that is following the Black Jewish Queen Life chat know that. But today's guest, I'm going to give him a chance to come, and if he shall not come, I want to discuss with you guys a little bit about what the meaning of today is. And the meaning of today is, it's called Sukkot. And for those in the United States who really don't have, you know, the knowledge of exactly what that is, you want to know what it is in English, it is the Feast of Tabernacles, it is known. And I wanted to give our guests a little bit of time to come on. And if not, I wanted to go into the meaning of today, because I don't know if he'll come on today or he will not come on today because of Sukkot. Sukkot is a Jewish festival, and everyone recognizes that we sit in our booths. I'm going to explain more about it after we come back from the little short commercial break. And also, if the guest decides to come on, I don't know if he's going to come on. I don't expect him on, but it'd be good if he comes on. But I know it's a Sukkot. It's a holy day. So, but anyways, everybody, welcome to the live, the Jewish Queen chat with also the Chat Reel. That's our sister station. And we are part of the Caribbean Radio Show. We will be back after this short work. welcome you to the Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. Denise Lakatis on the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat.
Oh, Eloheinu, Adonai, Echad.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
It appears that our guest that was supposed to be on tonight, Azaria Ben Yehuda of Ghana, he was supposed to come on. He was supposed to be speaking about the Black Jewish community in Ghana, Africa. And for those of you who were not aware, there is a Jewish community that is living in Ghana, Africa, and everything. And he was a representative, and I know this is cold. It's a very high whole holiday. I am, though, standing in the gap for those who cannot go out and celebrate the Sukkot feast, the Feast of Booths. And so, you know, I want to do everyone that is not able, that may be in the hospitals, they may be in other places where they cannot go and go in the sukkah and celebrate the feast. I want to do them a favor and just, you know, have a program and we could talk about this a little bit, because there are some people who are sick and who are shut in and who cannot, or who don't have the ability to build a sukkah, who are alone on these days when, you know, there's others celebrating. So this is a good time, actually. It worked out. I am sorry, though, that Azaria Ben Yehuda, he could not join us today, but at the same time, I believe the things, they happen for a reason, and maybe at another time we could connect with one of the representatives of the community that is in, it's the Wasso Jewish community, maybe at another time. We could connect with them. He's also part of an organization that's with the Oakley Foundation. But I kind of believe that, too. A lot of the people are in their sukkahs enjoying their Feast of Booths, American Jewish people out there, Feast of Booths, which everyone is familiar with. And for those who are unfamiliar with the Feast of Booths, I want to talk a little bit about what the Feast of Booths is about, because it first started with everyone during the time when Moses brought the children of Israel out from the Egyptian captivity. And I'm in my Tanakh. And for those of you who have a Tanakh, I have the Tanakh of the Holy Scriptures, the new JPS translation according to the tradition Hebrew text. I have one of those books. I'm on page 193, and I'm going down from page 193, from 23 to 39, and I'm going to read forward. And I'm going to show you where Sukkot, where the Feast of Booths originated from. It is a very, very interesting holiday, Jewish feast. It honors, my favorite part about it is, it's like you're camping out and you're just having a good time, just talking and listening, you know, to friends. You invite friends to come inside of your sukkah and you guys eat in the sukkah and you celebrate what Hashem, what God has done for the children of Israel in the sukkah. And the sukkah is like the tent. And, you know, you go into that tent and you go there and you are in there for 7 days. You eat, you drink, you know, you camp out. It's another form of camping. And I love it. I love Sukkot. It's one of my favorites. So anyways, I am going to read from the Torah in Leviticus. It is chapter 23, verse 39. It says, mark on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in yield of your land, you shall observe the festival of the Lord to last 7 days, a complete rest on this first day and a complete rest on the eighth day. On the first day, you shall take the product of heather trees, branches of palm trees, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook. And you shall receive before the Lord your God 7 days. You shall observe it as a festival of the Lord for 7 days in the year. You shall observe it in the seventh month as a law for all time. Throughout the ages, you shall live in booths 7 days. All citizens in Israel shall live in booths in order that future generations may know that I made the Israelite people live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I, the Lord your God, and it's, of course, it's, I am the Lord your God. And so Moses declared to the Israelites the set times of the Lord. And now this is pretty awesome. This is the origination of the Feast of Booths, when the children of Israel were told to come and to celebrate this festival and to recognize and to remember what Hashem has done for them. And in honoring all of the things and remembering the things that he did to bring them out of Egypt, out of the captivity, during that time, they lived in booths. And so this is a pretty awesome story. And in the Chabad, they have pretty awesome articles that talks about Sukkot. It talks about the Feast of Booths. It talks about how each one of us, even in our modern times, we are to honor him these days. In Sukkot, it's going to last from October 9th through the 16th of 2022. It is 7 days, and it's celebrated, of course. As I said, you are in the Sukkah, and you're taking four kinds of rejoicing, and it's followed by the Simchat Torah, October 16th to the 17th, Shemini Azeroth and the Simchat Torah, which is October 16th and 8th through the 18th. It's a cult when we expose ourselves to the elements in the greenery covered hut. It commemorates God sheltering our ancestors as they travel from the land of Egypt to the promised land. And these four kinds, it expresses the unity and the belief in God's omnipresence. And I am coming from a Chabad article that is explaining what Sukkot is for those who don't know and for those who are curious about it. It's what we used to call in the United States the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Booths. This is what this is, and this is being celebrated today as we speak in Israel. Everyone, when I went around the Be'er Sheva area and everywhere, you know, even my friends at the shul that I have frequented, the shul we frequent, it is a Sukkot. Everyone, they build a Sukkot. And they invite friends, of course. Yes, I was invited in the Sukkot and with friends. And it is a very, very, very festive day to remember and to even just be with friends, to live outside, you know, of outside of your comfortable dwellings, to show Hashem the appreciation that he gave to each and every one of us and with our ancestors coming out of the land of Egypt. So this is awesome. And I want to go on and I want to share some more of these fantastic articles. And, you know, at this time, it's a time of joy and it's a time of happiness. you know, in the first 2 days or 1 day in Israel is Yom Tov, when work is forbidden, candles are lit, and yes, work is forbidden. Me talking on this, I don't consider this work at all, but I want this to be a good deed for those who are not able to come out and to celebrate because they may be ill, they may be sick, they may be shut in. And of course, work is forbidden, candles are lit in the evening, and the festive meals are preceded with the Kaddish and contain challah dipped in honey. The remainder of the days are quasi-holidays known as Hol Hamad. We dwell in the Sukkah and take four kinds of every day except for Shabbat, and we do not take the four kinds, okay? And this is what this holiday, it is about. It is a support. It is to keep in obedience. It's to keep in step with keeping the Torah. So this could be one of the reasons, too, why my guest, he might be busy with this Sukkah. And there are many people that are converting to Judaism and, you know, that are curious about how and what it is to what this is about. Because I know that you learn the different cycles, the different life cycles of these holidays. And, you know, it is something else to be in Israel and to also experience it and know that this is taking place, that everyone is honoring Hashem. And, you know, in Israel, I could tell you that during this time after sundown, when you have your Sukkot, you know, everyone, the stores, all of the markets, everything in the entire country, they close down in reverence and honor of Hashem. It is something awesome to experience when, you know, for those who know about the holiday, it is celebrated with the law, if I'm pronouncing it right, my goodness. And it's four kinds, It looks like a lemon. It looks like a lemon. One of the things that, and it looks like a lemon, and it's like a four species. It's like a palm branch. I'm trying to explain it, but these are shaken, and this is, you know, is shaken during the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. And I want to go into what some of all of this means, okay? So bear with me. It's a gathering of the harvest, and it commemorates the miraculous protection of Hashem, of God, and that was provided to the children of Israel when they left Egypt. And this is what I'm reiterating. This is what I just read out of the Torah. And it's just awesome. The foliage will cover the booth, and you're taking the four kinds, which is Arabaminim, and the four species of vegetation, okay? These are shaken. You might see, hey, if anybody observed the Arabaminim, the guys in Jerusalem, you will see them shaking the plant. It looked like the lemon is otrog, whatever. I hope I got the pronunciation, but word, because I don't speak fluent Hebrew, even though I'm in Israel, I'm still learning. But you shake the floor, they shake these things, and these things, they look like the otrog. It looks like a big lemon, but it's not a lemon. And they shake it. And it is just a memory of all of the protection that Hashem has given. And then the Kaddish cup, and it's meals that are candle lit in the evening. And the festive meals are, they follow the Kaddish cup. And it includes the challah bread. And the challah bread is dipped in honey, okay? And so this is the way that it is celebrated. And it's so awesome because friends get the chance to come together. When you take the Kaddish cup, you pour the wine in the Kaddish cup, and it is an awesome holiday to celebrate in light of everything that's going on. You know, we needed some things lighthearted, considering, I mean, all of the news events and everything that drag you down. One thing that I love about living in Israel, with all of the days from Passover to Sukkot, you are able to recognize and to acknowledge Hashem in everything. And you know what? I don't know about y'all, but that's a special joy in my heart. I mean, I like it more than all of the other worldly and the other secular holidays, because each one of these festival of booths, the Chag HaSukkot, and you know, it's just an expression of the appreciation, of the remembrance of the children of Israel walking out of Egypt when Pharaoh chased them down. You know, Pharaoh chased them down and Moses split the Red Sea. And it was just the joy of them overcoming all of those obstacles that they have overcome. And, you know, on our daily lives, we do have obstacles that we have to overcome. And, you know, it's a reminder to me. Sukkot is a reminder of what Hashem has delivered each and every one of us from, symbolically, even honoring the ancestors of that time. Symbolically speaking, we have so many things that we have, you know, have to overcome on a daily basis. And it's just wonderful to stop and to recognize and to appreciate the things that Hashem has given our ancestors, and the things that we're battling on a daily basis, the things that he gives to us. You know, all of these things are symbolic. I mean, that was the feat that the children of Israel had to overcome during their time, the battle of overcoming an oppressor, you know, overcoming that oppressive Pharaoh when he came after them in their armies, and how the Red Sea was divided by Moses and his staff, and how during that time they didn't have houses to dwell in. They had to build their things. They had to take all of the things that they had taken from the Egyptians, and they had to build that tabernacle. They had to build that tabernacle with the gold and the precious stones that they had. And then for each dwelling place that they had, they called them booths. And they were thankful. Their shoes, they never wore out. It was just a time to dwell with Hashem, with the Shekinah, with the cloud that was over them by day and a pillar of fire by night. Hashem, that's when he dwelled among them. And it was just, it's a reminder. And it's a reminder of us in our modern day, those battles that we tackle. We may not have Hashem hovering over us as a cloud by the daytime and a pillar of fire by night. We may not have that, but we know that he is present. He's all around us. He's in us. He's a part of us. He's a spark. He's a divine spark, and he gives us a reason, you know, to celebrate today. I mean, we remember the ancestors. We remember all of the things that we've been through, all of those pharaohs that we have to battle all day, you know. I'm sure, you know, some of you guys out there, you're working and you got this going on, you have that going on, and I don't know exactly what it could be, but each one of us, we have our own battles that we have to fight, and we are overcoming those pharaohs. And it is just a reminder of all those things that are going on in the world. And we have to overcome those things. And what I like about this, it's a holiday where you can just sit back, remember what Hashem did for our ancestors in delivering them from the hands of Pharaoh, and you know, it's a camp out day. It's a day to appreciate him and appreciate all of these things. And I just want to say hello to the host of the chat reel who joined me just now. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. Just hanging in here. I'm in Albion right now. I got to go to Chicago, actually on a business situation, actually for the chat reel. So I'll be doing that.
All right.
I'm waiting for my friend L to arrive. And we're going to leave from Albion to head to Chicago.
Oh.
So, yes. So
well,
we got a few things going on.
Everybody. I wanted to tell everybody that's listening, this is Billy Tappan. I'm so happy that he joined us just for a quick hey in the chat from the chat. The new host. This is our new host for the chat here. I'm happy that he just dropped in.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our guest.
That was a warm applause. So. Yes.
You're loved.
Yeah, so
you
that's...
are loved, Billy. You are loved by the people that make the thing definitely happy that you dropped in to just say hi and, you know, everything. I was telling the listeners about the holiday that is going on right now in Israel, and it's going to be going on in the United States as well. It's called Sukkot. I'm sure you remember the Feast of Tabernacles.
Yes.
Or
oh, yeah.
Have you ever? Yeah, you've heard of it. And so, you
yeah.
know, it's just a quick talk about, you know, how the children of Israel were delivered from Pharaoh. And I was just saying, hey, you know what? Everybody has their Pharaoh to face. Even in modern day, we're overcoming
right.
a lot of things.
Yes,
and,
definitely.
You know, when we're doing it, it's like.
Yeah, and that's the thing.
We overcome that
and
Pharaoh. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. No, I mean, that's a wonderful thing, you know. To be able to just kick back and just enjoy the day. And that's the holiday generally, you know, so I really can appreciate
yeah.
that. So I'm learning a lot
yeah.
On this particular religion. So, you know, I'm a beginner in this. But as
oh,
I'm
yeah.
Talking with
I'm
you, I'll learn. Yes, I will
yeah.
learn. So to all the people
yeah.
in Israel and all over the world, I appreciate it. And please support the Black Jewish Queen, as well as the chat reel on Alamon Caribbean Radio Station, and just
oh,
a
yeah.
billion friends. So let's, you know, help us out, you know, and keep us going. We got a lot of knowledge coming for you guys. So, Denise, thank you so much for, you know, introducing me on your show so people get a chance to know what's going on around the world.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. We appreciate Billy Tappan. Don't we? We do. We appreciate Billy Tappan. I appreciate all.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate all.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Yep,
thank you.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yep, bye.
Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Bye.
Yep.
And that is Billy Tappan. I'm so happy that he dropped in on this Caribbean radio program. We are going to have more live guests. And we're going to have a lot going on. And at the same time with this program, we are going to have a lot of other guests that come on that have a knowledge about the Jewish community, not only in Israel, but we are going to go within parts of the United States, and we're going to have interviews of people in the Jewish community. I'm looking forward to one of the guests that's coming on, if we can't tour. Cantor Zuzman, he's going to come on and tell about how it is with his ties in the future programs. So the programs, they're going to be pre-planned. They're going to be interesting. And just hope to just get opinions of people that live within the Black Jewish community, that live outside of the Black Jewish community, everyone. This is going to be a nice program for everybody. And I really, 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 I look forward to everyone that is listening. And so right now I'm going to take a quick commercial break and a song, and we'll be right back after these messages. The Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. Denise Lakatis on the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat.
From author Dr. Denise Gotatis comes a self-help guide that will give you valuable information about the world around you in ways never imagined. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creation. Available on Amazon. In this must-read book, you will learn about your importance in the world and the metaphysical universe around you. You will be introduced to the Metaphysical God who has a relationship with you and those around you. Whether you are aware of this or not, you come into contact with Him daily. He is omnipresent metaphysically. He is in and outside of His creation. And what does a metaphysical God have to do with you and the creation around you? You are a very big piece of a huge puzzle. The Metaphysical God in Relation to His Creator from author Dr. Denise Gotatis is available on Amazon. Order your copy right now.
How do I the good time that made us laugh, I'm waiting back. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever is gone away. It's so hard. And I'll take with me the memories to beam the sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memory.
Welcome back. We just had a very brief conversation with music promoter Billy Tappan. I want everybody, if you can, tomorrow, join us at 8 p.m. tomorrow with Jack Hill and Billy. Tomorrow we're going to be kind of talking about some of the subjects that everybody's been kind of interested in. It's going to be talking a little, he's going to be talking a bit about the Little Mermaid controversy. So tune in and join us. He's doing a lot more with music promotions, with music promoters coming out of the Chicago area. He's Motown alumni, as everybody knows. Probably traveling, so on the road from, you know, Michigan. So keep them in your prayers and everything. Keep us all in the prayers. And I'm very, very excited, though, about what's coming. Now, as I was saying, our special guest, Azaria Ben-Yehuda, we have to ask him on a different time from Ghana. He was a representative, and he was going to give us a little insight of the Black Jewish culture and community in Ghana, West Africa, but could not join us today because I think that there was a little bit of some technical difficulties with the means of communication. So as of now, I was talking a little bit and giving everybody that have not very familiar with the holiday that is being celebrated in Israel right now as we speak. It is called the Feast of Booths, where people build we call them sukkahs. And these are built with palm branches and everything. And everyone invites friends inside of these sukkahs to remember how Hashem, God, delivered the children of Israel from the hands of Pharaoh and how they lived in booths and how it was, you know, something that he wanted them to remember in generations ongoing. Now, the Hasukkah commemorates the temporary dwelling when God, he made to shelter the ancestors of Israel, our ancestors, on their way out of Egypt, okay? And some say that this also refers to the miraculous cloud of glory that shielded us from the desert sun, while others say it refers to like tents in which there were a 40-year trek through the Sinai Desert. And so in 7 days and seven nights, we all eat our meals from the sukkah, okay? And this is regarded as a home, and it's located under an open sky. Americans, this is like camping out. It's like a tent, and it's made up of at least three walls, okay? The roof is unprocessed with natural vegetation and temporary bamboo pine boughs, okay, or palm branches. That's how you, you know, can build the sukkah, okay? And this is what was happening shortly after. I noticed that this was happening after, Yom Kippur. I noticed that's when nightfall of Yom Kippur happened. I noticed as I was walking around, you know, Beersheba, Israel, where I live at, and we were, you know, just going around, I noticed that's when the sukkahs came up. I was walking with my friend Yoki. We were going to her shul, and we spent the shul going to Yom Kippur. And I noticed soon after the shofar was blown, when we were at the shul, which is the, for Americans, it's the synagogue. We were at the synagogue, and after the sundown, the rabbi, you know, was blowing the shofar, and they were saying the last prayers for Yom Kippur. Soon after, we were on our way back home, and I seen the sukkahs. People had started during that, after that fast day, because Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement where everybody repents for the sins. I noticed that all around, I'm noticing booths being constructed right outside of homes and right outside of the condominiums. I'm looking at one now across from me and everything. My, you have your sukkah in the merpeset, which is a patio area. And people have a different way of building the sukkah. And now the goal is to spend as much time as possible in the sukkah. And as you know, in the least you do, the very minimum that you could do is eat all of your meal in the sukkah, okay? And particularly the festive meals on the first two nights of the holidays, at least olive-sized piece of bread or a grain-based food in the sukkah. That's what, you know, it's advisable for the holiday. Okay, and it is always, and I credit this article to Chabad because they did a very, very great job in helping everyone who was curious of the festival days for Israel and for Judaism. They did a very, very great job in breaking down the basics of how to observe these feast days, okay, for everybody, for religious Jews and non-religious Jews, and even those who are curious, even converting Jews or those in the midst of conversions or Noahites. It's awesome. Chabad, I recommend this site to everybody because they break down everything you want to know about. They have a whole listing of learning things, community, family, inspiration, entertainment. I mean, the site is just awesome. And so, anyways, as I was saying, you don't eat or drink anything outside the sukkah. And some people even sleep in the sukkah the whole 7 days that the Feast of Booths Sukkot is recognized. Okay? Okay, now, another Sukkot observance is the taking of the four kinds. In Etzeroth, it's a citron, a lulav, a palm fond, and three hadissim, the myrtle twigs, and two aravot. Those are willow twigs, okay? And that is the four kinds. On each day of the festival, except for Shabbat, we take the four kinds, and we recite a blessing over them and bring them together and wave them in all six directions. Right, left, forward, up, down, and backwards. Okay, the sages of the Midrash, they tell us that the four kinds represent the various personalities that comprise the community of Israel whose intrinsic unity we emphasize on Sukkot. So this is what Sukkot is about. In every day of Sukkot, we say a halal. And halal is a collection of psalms, okay? And everyone is familiar with the book of Psalms. And it's psalms of praise. And the psalms of praise, majority of the time, is going to come from Psalms 113 to 118 as part of the morning prayer service. Every day aside for Shabbat, we recite halal while holding the four kinds, waving them in all directions at certain key points in the service, which are outlined in the Seder prayer book. Now, I know afterward, the Bima is circled. The Bima is the podium, okay? It's the podium, and then you have the podium, and in the back of the podium, you have where the Torah, the podium where the Torah is read, okay? and you're holding the four kinds. You're reciting alphabetically, and you're arranged prayers for divine assistance known as the Hashanah. Okay, so the seventh day of the holiday is known as Hoshanah Rabbah. That is the day when our faith for the coming year, which was signed on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. You know how, I don't know if you guys ever heard of people saying, may your name be written in the book of life. And, you know, these are the holidays between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Jewish people call these days in between the days of awe. And not only with the days of awe, before Yom Kippur, a lot of the people go to shul, which is the synagogue, and they go into the mikvah. And the mikvah, for those of you who do not know, a mikvah is a fresh stream of water, as well as, how was it told to me? It was a fresh stream of water, as well as chlorinated water, you know, from inside. And these, both of these streams of water, they come together. And now I'm a convert, and, you know, when I went to the mikvah and everything after my bet din with the four or five rabbis that were on there asking me questions, it was the most nerve-wracking thing. But I will never forget my experience going to the mikvah. And when I was going to the mikvah, I recited the things I had to recite, and it was so embarrassing because I know no Hebrew, got all the words wrong, had to repeat all the words after the rabbi, who had a joyful time listening to me trying to pronounce the word. And so anyway, you go to the mikvah, and okay, for those out there who are non-Jews or Noahites or Christians, the mikvah, it resembles like a pool, okay? And it's like a baptismal. It looks like it's like a baptismal, but it's not. But it's the same concept, okay? And the mikvah before Yom Kippur, you go into the mikvah in the days of awe between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You are examining yourself, and you are repenting, and you are making things right with those who it was not made right with, who you offended. You're apologizing. You're saying, if you offended anyone, to please forgive you. And, you know, in between the days, okay? Okay. So that's in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, okay? When they're finalized, on this day, the bima is circled seven times. You say a short prayer, strike the ground five times with the bundle of the five willows, also known as the Hashanah. Okay, so, yeah, this is a lot. Now, I want everyone out there to listen to this. The Sukkot has everything to do with the Holy Temple. This is the part I like too. Has everything to do with the Holy Temple, because the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, it was a special regiment of sacrifices that were to be brought to the altar on the first day, or less than the 13 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs that were to be sacrificed every day. The number of the bulls were depleted by one. All in all, 70 bulls were brought, corresponding to 70 nations of the world. Okay? And this tabernacle, how we want the Mashiach, Messiah, for those, you know, like, what? Mashiach, what's that? This means Messiah, okay? The Sukkot is a representation, it's a reminder of all of these holy things. And along with Passover, Sukkot is one of the three annual pilgrimages which every male Jew was to be in Jerusalem every 7 years on Sukkot. And at that time, the king was to read out loud from the Torah to the entire nation, men, women, and children. And the special gathering was known as Hakel. Okay? So, and so on Sukkot, God determines, or Hashem determines, how much rain will fall that winter, the primary rainy season in Israel. And while every sacrifice in the temple, including the wine libations, poured over the altar on Sukkot, water was also poured over the altar in a special ceremony. And this ritual engendered such a joy that it was celebrated with music, dancing, singing all night long. Okay? Now, you see, this is why I love these days. You're having fun, but at the same time, you're enjoying the presence of God. You're enjoying the presence of Hashem. You're rejoicing. Even today when there's no temple, it's customary to hold nightly celebrations that include singing, dancing, and even live music during the intermediate days of a holiday. And see, this is what I so love about being Jewish, because you are celebrating Hashem, but at the same time, you're having fun. The world ain't got nothing on this, and nightclubs ain't got nothing on this, y'all. And this is why, I mean, I'm enjoying everything that I'm learning. I'm learning it with great joy. I appreciate it. I'm glad of it. And the holiday is so joyous. In Talmudic times, when someone said the word hug means holiday, without specifying which one, you should know that they are referring to Sukkot, okay? Referring to Sukkot. And to Sukkot is the Feast of Tabernacle. Now, the Torah tells us that after the 7 days of Sukkot, we should celebrate the eighth day in the diaspora, those living abroad, those living outside of Israel. There is an eighth day, and you're celebrating the eighth day. And then it makes 2 days of Yom Tov. On the final day, it is customary to conclude that then immediately began the annual cycle of Torah reading, making this day Simchat Torah, which is a celebration of the Torah. And everyone who don't know exactly what the Torah is, it is the Bible. That is what Simchat Torah is. Okay, so this is how Sukkot, the Feast of Booths, is celebrated, okay? Although the eighth day follows Sukkot, is actually an independent holiday in many respects, okay? We no longer take the four kinds or dwell in the sukkah. Diaspora Jews eat in the sukkah without saying the accompanying blessing. There are some who just eat some of their meals in the sukkah on the eighth day, but not the ninth. The highlight of the holiday is boisterous singing, dancing in the synagogue as the Torah scrolls are paraded in circles around the bima. Okay? And the final note, by the time Simchat Torah is over, we have experienced a spiritual roller coaster from the solemn introspection of the high holidays to the giddy joy of the cult in Simchat Torah. Now it is time to convert the roller coaster into a locomotive, making sure the inspiration of the holiday season propels us to greater growth, learning, and devotion in your head. And I credit this by making him Posner, rabbi. He serves the staff and the editor of the Chabad.org. And I do, if you want to learn more about the Feast of Booths, come to Chabad.org, because it is a wealth of information. A lot of the things that I am learning, I learned when I took my course, for my process when I was going through This site goes into details, and it has a lot of helpful suggestions and guides. It also has the cult recipes. It has activities for the kids. It has stories. It has practical information. And, you know, this is something. This is a day of rejoicing. It's a day of getting the word out. It's a day of spending time with friends and appreciating what Hashem has done for the children that are there, you know, of Israel, the ancestors, the memory of Israel. So in any event, I just wanted to share that with you. I think that a lot of people that are converting, this can be a wealth of information for you, because it is just a lot to learn. You know, you never learn enough, but it's good when we teach each other. But right now, I want to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Quick break and a song. Be right back for the closing portion of the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat. You are listening to the Caribbean Radio Show with Dr. Denise Glotatis on the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat.
Thank you.
Introducing the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat with the Black Jewish Queen herself, your host, Dr. Denise Gotautis.
Think that the unity that Sukkot has for the Jewish people. I wanted to just say that this is a joyous time of the year, and it's awesome. I'm enjoying watching the people interact in the booths, which is the Sukkot, because you know it's a special time. I mean, people are being more unified. They're coming together. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, those four species, as, you know, I mentioned earlier, the lalav, the azrag, it just, all of those little things, all of those four species of trees, you know, the myrtle tree, the willow tree, the citron, you know, all of it is a symbol of the unity of the people. Everything about the cult, it's just an awesome holiday, you know, and me, myself, in the States, in the United States, I just loved going camping. I camped out, you know. On a personal note, I used to work at Yosemite National Park. So, you know, it was a fun time for me. And Sukkot, it reminds me of camping out, you know, for those seven days that is celebrated. But most of all, it's the unity that comes from it. It's the getting even more in touch and feeling the love of Hashem, of God. And, you know, this is what I really, really love about the holiday. And it's just the memory of what the ancestors did when they came out of the land of Egypt. And so it's just giving me, myself, a concrete pleasure. It's something just symbolizing something special for me at the same time. And I know what we could call it in the States, it's like a time of what they used to call Christians, speaking for Christian people, a fellowship, a time to get to know, but you get to know people in Hashem. You get to know people, and it's pure. It's not worldly. It's not, you know, it's not, it doesn't have that world taste to it, in other words. You're having fun, but you're having clean fun, and it's awesome. It makes your love for Hashem grow when you are recognizing and remembering everything that our ancestors went through when they came through Egypt. You're recognizing him, and you're growing closer to him, and you're wanting to know more about him. See, these are the things that I'm experiencing for myself. I don't know for anybody else, but these holidays, these festivals of Sukkot, like Sukkot, it's awesome. I even like Passover, but Passover is another one of my favorites. But this is just something, and you know, and it all comes together. Because I mean, I look at the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the days in between that. It's a day of self-examination, and you don't look outward at anybody else and what they did wrong. You look at yourself and you're like, okay, is there anyone that I offended? Is there anybody throughout the year? Did I say something bad to anybody, or did I offend anybody anyway? Those are the days of awe. And see, it's like a cleansing feeling, especially when you go in the mikvah. Oh, I cannot describe the feeling when you're going to make a mikvah. Some people now, one of my friends, but go into the mikvah. You could go into an ocean and go into the mikvah, you know, a moving body of water. And it's very refreshing. It's very cleansing. You cleanse. going in the mikvah. You know, it's a way of washing all those bad things away. And so it's a something. It's an approach. It's a difference between approaching the unity of the sukkah in the days of Ah. Okay? So in that, the days of Ah is an awareness of unity, and it stems from a unique spiritual experience of all of those days. And in that, we step beyond each and every one of our individual selves, and we establish contact with the fundamental godly spark that's in our souls. And the level of souls where there's no separation that exists between man and God, you know, that's what you feel. No separation between you and Hashem. It's just you and him, you know. And, you know, no differences it come to exist between one person through another. If you had a difference with a person, you know, hey, that's squashed. You know, it's a practice. It's a way of worship. You know, it's a way of worshiping the one true God of Israel. Okay? And it's a feeling of unity. It's a feeling of unity. You're not at odds with anyone. And it is an extraordinary experience, okay? And so the sukkahs, the purpose of the sukkahs during this time, it really teaches unification. It teaches the unification of Israel. It teaches the unification of Israel on every level, even those in the diaspora in the United States, in England, in France, in Africa, everywhere, India, China. It teaches all in the diaspora of the islands, the surrounding islands, Jamaica. Okay, this is a Caribbean radio show. There are Jamaican Jews. It teaches the diaspora in that one event of remembering all of the things, the great things that Hashem has done for our ancestors. It teaches us all to be unified. That's what the festival days, all of them do, especially the Sukkah, especially Rosh Hashanah, especially in between that, the days of Ah. We become unified. We become one, especially Yom Kippur, and, you know, the Day of Atonement, where the whole day you fast and you pray and you repent. And then after that, that's what I'm telling you. I noticed all of those sukkahs were going up here in Israel. And so, you know, everybody is just joyful. Even the kids, they make the toy chains and they hang them up in the sukkahs. I mean, it's wonderful to remember what God has done. He's awesome and he's great and he's one for what he did for the children of Israel. And so the sukkahs, it teaches we got to remain unified. We have to remain unified. The divisions, it squashes that, because the children of Israel, they were one in the land of Egypt when they crossed over through the Red Sea. And one people, it wasn't any type of divisions. And now Israel, the Jewish people are scattered everywhere. But through these festivals, we have a certain spiritual unity and a bond together as one collective entity, one collective body. And so it brings everyone together, and that's what it's designed to do. But most of all, it's designed to bring and to let everybody notice that how powerful Hashem is, how he protects his people, how he's a cloud over his people. He's a surrounding power, and he's a protection of his people. And he's also a unifier of his people. And to me, that's a great thing about Sukkot. It teaches us to take care of each other the way we're supposed to. It teaches unification. It teaches us so many different things when we, and we learn and we look at ourselves, we examine ourselves and we look at ourselves and then we look at others. And it also teaches us that unity, and it teaches us to love one another. And see, that's the commandment too. That's one of the great commandments. But that favorite commandment of mine is that we should serve one unification of that one true living God. And that, you know, with Sukkot, we learn to appreciate each other for who we are and not hold our differences at each other. We try to stay unified, stay connected, helping each other and everything. And this gives us that promise. And you know what? It also brings Mashiach, the Messiah, even closer, you know, even closer in all of this, you know. And so, hey, you know, just it's like an inward joy. It's an inward joy. It's an excitement. It's an expectation. It always reminds you of the temple that is supposed to be rebuilt here in Israel. It reminds you of, with excitement, of a coming king, a Mashiach. It reminds you that Hashem, God, he's not done with us yet, and he hasn't given up on any of us, you know. And me personally, I'm rambling on, but this is the intensity. This is what this holiday, for me personally, it means. It's awesome. Each and every day that Hashem told us to remember, it's a day of remembering him, of his greatness, of what he's done for our ancestors, what he's done for the children of Israel, what he's done, you know, those breakthroughs in our life that we never thought would come through, they are actually coming through. And, you know, like I said, hey, you know, we do these Sukkot to remember the ancestors of the children of Israel, of us. We remember how God sheltered our ancestors when they traveled from Egypt into the Promised Land. But at the same time, with that memory, we know that there are weeks and our days. We have plenty of pharaohs, or, you know, it could be little things to others. But these battles that each and every one of us are winning, those are our little pharaohs coming at us, and we overcome them and we go through those battles, and we, in God, he shelters us and he's taking us to that promised land. So if we could think of it in relation to that with Sukkot, we can relate to how our ancestors went through. We can relate with our modern day battles, what we went through and what we overcome. And see, that's what I'm most thankful about. And I'm thankful that Sukkot is just that time for each and every one of us to rejoice in our breakthroughs, rejoice in the breakthrough of what God gave to the ancestors of Egypt. So anyway, I'm very happy. But I'm very happy with the call. I hope that Azaria Ben Yehuda of Ghana, I hope that he is enjoying his Sukkot. Because I know everyone here in Israel is, as I'm looking, I could look right over and there's a shul, Sephardim shul right over, and they have erected this very large sukkah, and they are sleeping there, they are eating there, they are just enjoying everything there. So I'm seeing sukkahs all around where I'm standing, and this is an awesome day. But as I come on the last part of the program, maybe we will ask Azaria Ben Yehuda of Ghana back once the technical difficulties get resolved and we could learn more about the Ghana Jews. And I just, at this time, at this time, I just want to thank everybody for just, I want to thank Billy Tappan from the chat reel for popping his head in to check out to what we are doing here on the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. And I want to thank the Caribbean Radio Show, Dr. Evie, fellow doctor. And I want to also thank every listener of the chat reel, every listener of the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. And please, please, please join us if you can for the upcoming programs. Into sessions. This one will be Sundays at 2 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and the chat reel will also be on at 8 p.m. every Monday. So I hope that you all enjoyed today's program. I'm looking forward to more of the guests that were coming on. We're going to have Cantor Zuzman come on, and we are also going to have Sophia Stewart of The Matrix upcoming on. So anyway, I just thank everyone for listening to the Black Jewish Queen Life Chat. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And thank you, everyone, for just, you know, supporting, listening, and thank you for everything. And I thank the Caribbean Radio Show. Thank you so much. And join us again at 2 p.m. next Sunday in a different location. I thank you, and I hope that everyone is doing well. I want to shout out to my friend Evelyn. Love you. And I thank you. Thank you for joining the Black Jewish Queen Live Chat.
Burns you like never before.